Father, in your name, 亲爱的父，因主耶稣基督的名，我们到你面前来。我们求你向我们施恩典、施怜悯。你知道我们的心，我们到这里的目的是什么？我们求你恩待我们。我们深深相信，这次聚集不是偶然的事情。我们也深深相信，你为这次聚会，你有预备了的福分给我们。求主你恩待我们，给我们信心向你支持，让你在这次聚会为我们所预备的能丰丰富富地领导我们，给我们有信心。主啊，给我们有信心，叫我们能向你支持，帮助我们，叫我们能大大的张口，叫你的丰富能丰丰富富地充满我们。主，我们在这里聚集，我们需要你。我们并不是要听一个人的讲话，也或者是一个人的思想，我们主要的是你，你的信息。唯有你知道我们的需要，唯有你的信息能供应我们的需要。所以我们到你面前来，主，求你开我们里面的耳朵，叫我们能听见你自己话，开我们里面的眼睛，叫我们能看见你真理的实际。我们不需要知识，因为知识只能教人之高之大，我们所需要的是生命和能力。主啊，我们到你面前来，我们相信你不会叫我们失望，我们到你面前来，你不会让我们空手回去。所以求主你恩待我们，叫我们在你面前有谦虚受教的心，叫我们知道如何在你面前享受你为我们所预备的一切。我们也纪念还在路上的弟兄姊妹们，求主你给他们能平平安安到到我们中间，给他们有一个预备好的心，让我们这次真能说我们真高兴，因为我们遇见了主，我们真高兴，因为我们看见了神在创始一切为我们所预备的。主啊，愿你灵与我们同在。我们知道你与我们同在，因为我们是奉你的名字聚会，因为你告诉我们说，若是有两三个人奉你的名字聚会，你就在他们中间，你在我们中间。我们知道，可主，我们知道还不够，我们要真要求你恩待我们，叫我们感觉到你与我们同在，感觉到你在哪里听我们的祷告，你在哪里接受我们的赞美，你在哪里领导我们的思想意念，叫我们能经历真理的深处。我们这样子祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen。 很高兴这次能到 Lynchburg 78。 你们这个名字呢有点特别，就起初时我不懂什么叫做 Lynchburg 78。
It is my pleasure to be with you tonight at the Lynchburg 78. This title, this theme of the conference is reallyquite unusual, Lynchburg 78. I've never heard of this name before.
我常感觉到我们每一次奉主耶稣基督名字聚会的时候都不是偶然的事情。
I often feel that every time that we meet together in the name of Jesus Christ, it is not something accidental.
我们相信神是全能的神。
What we believe is the Almighty God.
他的统治权是非常认真的。
His sovereignty is not something that is casual.
就这样子一个聚会，我相信在创始以前，神已经预备好。
Even a meeting of this kind, I believe that before the world was created, He has planned it.
同时，我也相信他为这次聚会有预备了的恩典给我们。
I also believe that God has prepared blessings for each of us.
神的一切恩典都是客观的。
We know that every blessing from God is objective.
And 我们要想享受这个恩典，我们自己一定要去支持 apply.
And yet for each of us to want to receive this, we have to apply it.
我常说，我们年轻的时候在家里，母亲常把好好的饭预备好。
I often say that when we are young, our mothers cook the dinner for us.
那个饭是恩典，是不是？
We say that dinner is pure grace, isn't it?
有没有你的妈妈吃了饭以后说现在收钱了收钱一个人两块钱
Does any of your mother after your dinner says, okay, now I have to charge you $2 each person?
这是恩典，不，她不收我们的钱。
She doesn't collect any money from us.
可是不能说恩典了，我就坐在哪里，那个桌子上的食物会跳到我的胃里面来的。
But knowing that it is pure grace, can we expect that the food will just naturally go into our stomach?
我们都知道，既是恩典的话，我还是要去吃。
We know even though it is grace, we still have to accept it. We still have to take it.
不但是就是这么吃下去、吞下去，我们还用我们的牙齿去嚼它。
Not only that we put it in our mouth, we also have to chew it with our own teeth.
那么我们能得到它的营养。
Then and only then shall we receive the nutrition.
同样的，有许多人有个误会。
Similarly, many people have this misconception.
有许多人以为这是神的恩典，是神不收我们钱的，所以呢，我就坐在哪里，那个神的恩典自然会到我心上来的。
So many people say this is God's grace, and therefore I just have to sit there, and the grace will come to me.
这是一个最愚昧的想法。
That is a very stupid thought.
恐怕今天教会之所以不能蒙人师傅因为就是有这么一个错误点
I'm afraid that today the churches are not blessed as they should be because of this misconception
因为有许多人呢把那个知识当为工作
because so many people feel that knowledge is work
application 知识、
so many people feel that application is work
那你能不能说吃饭是叫做 work、叫做工作
Do you call eating your dinners work?
你不会这么说，是不是？
Of course, you won't say that.
如果你说吃饭是工作的话，那你妈妈应该付给你钱了，因为你帮她做工。
If you say that eating dinners is working, then you ought to charge your mother some money because you're working for her.
我们知道吃饭是叫做支持，不是做工作。
But we know that eating dinners is applying, is receiving. It is not work.
那么有许多人不知道，我们今天在神面前应该。应该支持他不肯支持他因为支持是工作
But so many people don't know that. So many people feel that to take, to apply is to work.
主愿主恩典我们叫我们清楚记得神一切的恩典都是客观的
May the Lord bless us that we know that all blessings from God are objective.
那么你要支持才会成为你主观的
That you have to apply, you have to receive in order to make it subjective.
举个例吧，就是说最简单的，得救的问题。
Let me give you an example. Let's talk about salvation.
你晓得中国教会以往一个错误点在什么地方
？You know that in the Chinese churches there used to be a mistake. You know what it was?
就是在这点，他们不知道救恩是要支持的。
And that is they did not understand that salvation is by taking, by accepting, by applying.
只要你到教会里面来，从前的中国教会的说法，只要你到教会里面来听听道，做做好人，那么将来可以上天堂。
In the old days, in the old Chinese churches, we talked about coming to the churches, coming to listen to the sermons, and one day you will go into heaven.
好像意思就是说，我们现在预备了很多的饭，你们就到这里坐坐看看，那个饭呢就会到你的胃里面的。
It's almost like saying, now here we have a plentiful dinner.All you have to do is just come over and to look at it, and the food will go into your stomachs.
今天做恩典中国的青年人，因为大多数中国青年人都知道什么叫做都知道怎样的支持救恩。
Today, God has blessed many Chinese young people because most Chinese young people already know what is to take to accept.
我相信今天在这里大多数弟兄姊妹们，你们都曾经经过这个阶段，说怎样接受耶稣进到你心里面，是不是？
I believe almost all of you have gone through the stage of how to accept Jesus Christ into your hearts.
若是你没有支持的话，这个耶稣为我们所预备的一切与你毫无关系。
If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, then what we are talking about has no relationship at all to you.
但是当你一支持的时候呢，你就历史有了经验。
But once you accept Jesus Christ, right away you have an experience.
去年。圣诞节以后，我在 Texas 有这个冬令会。
Last year after Christmas, I led a winter retreat in Texas.
有那个聚会当中啊，复道的人很少。
At that time, very few people were called.
那counseling, to do counseling, 很少。
Very few people were doing counseling work.
所以我们呢，讲道的人也帮忙。
And therefore, we as speakers, we have to help them out.
为了这个缘故，你说有几个弟兄，有几位朋友啊，来同我谈道。
And for that reason, some friends came to talk to me.
有一位弟兄，他是念科学的。
One friend, he was not a Christian, he studied science.
他听见我这么说以后，我就告诉他说呢，你一定要基于耶稣，你基于了耶稣以后，你的头脑才能改变过来。
I said, you have to first accept Jesus Christ, otherwise you cannot change your mind, your framework of thinking.
因为我告诉他们说，在新约圣经所说悔改这两个字，原来就是改变你的思想意念。
I told him, I said in the New Testament, when we talk about repenting, the real meaning is to change your thoughts, change your frame of thought.
因为这个字啊，原文的意思就这个意思，改变你的思想意念。
Because that is the meaning of the original word for repentance.
所以我告诉他说，若是你肯，那么我也告诉他说，圣经告诉我们怎样才能叫我们的思想意念改变呢？
I told him further that the Bible also tells us how we can change our minds, our thoughts.
那么在耶稣在马可福音第一章十五节明明告诉我们。
Jesus in Mark chapter 1 verse 15 tells us very clearly.
他说当你要悔改，怎样能悔改呢？当信福音。
You have to repent, and how can you repent? You have to believe in the gospel.
你一定要接受耶稣基督以后，你的思想意念才能改变。
You have to first accept Jesus Christ.Then and only then will you change your thoughts, your minds.
我在二月三月的时候在台湾，在台湾的时候，我发现在台湾的弟兄姊妹们呢，或者台湾的教会有个错误的思想。
Last February and March, I was in Taiwan, and I felt that there is a misconception in Taiwan.
什么错误的思想呢？他们以为要一个人信耶稣，你一定要把那个真理说得清清楚楚、明明白白。他才能信耶稣。
And the misconception is they feel that in order for someone to believe in Jesus Christ, you have to explain the gospel very, very clearly to him.
所以有许多人就问问题说，当一个不信主的人有这个问题，我应该怎样回答？
Therefore, some people were asking if an unbeliever, he asked this question, how should I answer him?
那当然，这个并不是说我们没有法子可以回答他们。
Of course, I'm not saying that we have no way to answer these questions.
但是我告诉他们说，我说弟兄姊妹们，你们有个错误点。
But I said to them, I said, brethren, there is a misconception among you.
你以为你能叫一个人信耶稣？
You feel that you can make someone believe in Jesus Christ.
我告诉他们说，我说请你记得一句话，在世界上没有一个人能令另外一个人信耶稣。
I told them, I want to remind you that in this world there is not one single person who can lead another person to Jesus Christ.
一个人能不能信耶稣，这完全是圣灵的工作。
Whether a person can receive Jesus Christ or not, it is all entirely the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么有人会说，这样子的话，我们为什么要做全福音工作呢？
Then someone will say, well, in that case, why should we even bother to preach the gospel?
我们要做全福音工作，可是全福音工作不过是告诉人说这条路是怎样走法。
We have to spread the gospel, but that merely means that we are telling people how to walk on that way.
他能不能走哪一条路，他能不能遇见耶稣，我们完全没有办法。
Whether he's able to walk that way or not, whether he's going to be able to meet Christ or not, it is not up to us.
我这样子跟他们讲了以后呢，所以那位弟兄啊就问我，他说，他说你这样子说起来好像非常玄妙的，他用英文叫mystic.
So he said to me, he said, wow, this sounds very mystical.
他说这个 mysterious, 他说这个
mysterious. He said mysterious, I'm sorry.
我说是啊，就是这么玄妙的。
I said, well, indeed it is. It is mysterious.
他说，我要再弄清楚。他说啊，你意思说，只要既有耶稣，我的思想就会改变过来。
Then he said, I want to just to double check with you. You mean all I have to do is to enter into Jesus Christ, and then my thoughts will be changed?
我是。
I said yes.
我说只要你肯既有耶稣的话，我担保你的思想意念能改变。
I said, yes, all you have to do is accept Jesus Christ, and I can guarantee that your thoughts will change.
你有问题，我可以帮你解答。
You have questions, I can help you to answer them.
但是不是你问题解得了以后你就能信耶稣。
But it doesn't mean that when your questions are all being answered, then you will believe in Christ.
因为我能帮你解答的就是在你理智一方面的。
Because the things that I can answer for you are only the things that appeal to your senses, your logics.
我没有法子摸着你的脸。
There's no way that I can touch your spirit.
只有圣灵能。
Only the Holy Spirit can do that.
我说你肯不肯冒这个险呢
？I said, are you willing to take the chance, take the risk?
他要这说句，他说你说就是这样子接受耶稣，我的思想就会改变。
He said, you really mean that all I have to do is just accept Jesus Christ and all my thoughts will be changed?
我说是。
Yes.
我说我担保。
I guarantee you.
我相信恐怕有些弟兄姊妹们你们不敢这样子担保啊。
Maybe some of your brothers and sisters don't dare to guarantee for someone else.
事实就是如此，只要他肯接受耶稣，他的思想意念就改变过来。
But the reality is really that way. All he has to do is accept Jesus Christ, and his thoughts will be changed.
所以我就问他说：“我说你肯不肯冒这个险
？”I said, "Are you willing to take this chance, this risk?"
他想了一下，他好，我来冒险。
He thought about it for a while. He said, "Okay, I'll try."
我说好，那么你愿意打开你的心门，请耶稣进来，是不是？
I said, are you willing to open your heart and invite Jesus Christ into your heart?
他是。
Yes.
我说好，那么你跟我祷告。
I said, okay, let's pray.
那么我祷告一句，你跟我一句啊。
I'll pray and then you follow me.
所以我就代替他祷告。
So I help him to pray.
求主赦免他的罪。
To pray that God will forgive his sin.
求主耶稣进到他心里面。
To pray that Jesus Christ will enter into his heart.
祷告完以后啊。
And after I prayed,
我说弟兄将在我代替你祷告不够客气啊你好好自己请耶稣进到你心里面来
I said brother earlier I prayed for you it was indirect would you be willing to pray yourself and invite Jesus Christ into your heart
他说我不会祷告
So well, I don't know how to pray
我说不要紧了你最冒险啊你开口试试看祷告看圣灵能不能引导你祷告
Well, I said you can take another chance you can open your mouth and try it and see if the Holy SpiritWe'll take care of the rest of it.
那他真开口祷告。
So he opened his mouth and started to pray.
一开口祷告，这个祷告好像是一个人信主多年以后的祷告。
As soon as he started to pray, it sounded like someone who had believed in Christ for years.
祷告完了以后
，And after the prayer,
我问他说，
I asked him,
我平常就会问人说，我说现在耶稣在哪里
？I said, now where is Jesus?
平常的弟兄姊妹们，我会说，现在我知道耶稣在我心里。
And
平常的弟兄姊妹会这么说。
Normally, a brother or sister would say that Jesus is in my heart.
但他不这么说。
But he didn't say it that way.
他说这个奇妙了。
He said it is really mysterious.
我感觉到这个灯光都已经改变了。
I even feel that the lights have changed.
那这个就是悔改。
And this is true repentance.
弟兄姊妹们，一个人有没有信主，你自己知道，就是你的思想意念有没有改变。
Dear brethren, whether you have accepted Christ or not, you know it yourself, because whether your thoughts have changed or not, it tells you.
那明天晚上我们会注意这一点啊，到底一个人信耶稣以后，主怎样在他里面改变他的思想意念
？Tomorrow night we shall address this topic. When a person becomes a Christian, how does the Holy Spirit change him inside him.
今天晚上我们题目就是说，我们这次的大题目就是与主同行。
The theme of this conference is in His steps.
那我们知道，圣经告诉我们说，两个人呢，若不同心，就不能同行。
We know that the Bible tells us if two people do not think alike or have one heart, then they cannot walk together.
怎么样我们能同心呢
？How can we have one mind and one heart？
我们需要彼此知道，是不是
？We have to know that, don't we？
这个就是为什么你们年轻的人没有结婚以前要有 date。
That is the reason why you young people, before you get married, you have to go out, you have to date。
意思什么叫做 date？ 就是说要彼此认识。
What is dating? It is a time that you get to know each other。
可信现在有许多人呢，他们不是要彼此认识，他们想法子彼此捡便宜。
Yeah, it is a shame that so many times the people that go out on dating, they do not try to know each other. Instead, they try to...
Take advantage.
Try to take advantage.
那这是太可惜的一件事情了。
This is indeed a shame.
这个也就是以杜莎是悲惨的事情为产生。
This is also where the tragedies happen.
那我们要与主同行，第一件事同样的就是要知道神。
We want to walk with God. The first thing that we have to know is to know God.
我们常听见弟兄姊妹们说，我们做基督徒应该这样，应该那样。
Many times we hear brothers and sisters say that we as Christians we ought to do this, we ought to do that.
这种伦理的教训呢，都是好的。
These types of ethics standards are good.
但是呢，对属灵的事情上呢，你就没有功用，没有功效。
But it is not effective in a spiritual sense.
弟兄姊妹们，懂得我这意思吧？
Dear brethren, do you understand what I'm driving at?
光是伦理的教训不能叫我们的灵命的造就。
Merely to have ethical standards will not help our spiritual growth.
我们现在所需要的是属灵的亮光。
What we need is spirit light.
我们要知道神。
We have to know man.
我们才能与神同行。
Then we can walk with a man.
许多时候我们不能得生，故得生的生活，就是我们不知道神。
Many times we cannot have a sanctified life because we do not know God.
中国教会者以王为说明过这么死气沉沉，就是因为他们不懂神。
Why is it that the Chinese churches sometimes look so deadly because they do not know God?
他们不知道神的办法。
They do not know God's ways.
甚至于神对救恩的办法，他们都不懂。
Even the methodologies in salvation, they do not quite understand.
你相信不相信？现在有许多教友还不知道信耶稣，一定要记住耶稣。
Do you believe that some people do not know that to accept Jesus Christ, you have to first know Him?
所以这次我们要与神同行的话，我们先要晓得神。
So when we talk about walking with God or in His steps, we have to first know God.
好吧，让我们一步一步的来思想，好吧。
Let us do this step by step.
第一，弟兄姊妹们，我们所相信的是谁？
First of all, dear brethren, who is it that we believe in?
谁呀？
Who?
啊？ 神的儿子，他叫什么名？ 嗯？
God's son.
Jesus, 请再说，他叫什么名？ 耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
是不是啊？ 那谁是耶稣呢？
Who is Jesus?
我还总记得这一个笑话，上海人这个他叫叔叔，叫耶稣，指上海人说法了。 那么有一次，一个人呢，在这个马路上传道，他讲耶稣这么好，耶稣这么好，一个人听了一下，他自言自语地说：“你的阿叔就这么好，我的阿叔也是好的。”
You know the Shanghainese call their uncles sound the term for uncle sounds like Jesus. So this one man who was talking about Jesus Christ, he was preaching, and yet another Shanghainese came along and said, "You think only your uncle is good? My uncle is better than your uncle."
耶稣什么意思？耶稣。
What is the meaning of the word Jesus?
我相信耶稣，是不是？
I believe in Jesus, somebody said.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loved me.
耶稣为我死。
Jesus had died for me.
那谁是耶稣呢？
Then who was Jesus?
将来有弟兄说是救主。
Someone said, Savior.
那如果这样子的话，我给你分数的话，你弟兄，我只能给你50分。
If I were to score you, I can only give you 50%.
耶稣什么意思？
What is the meaning of Jesus?
那你一定在，姊妹，你一定在什么地方听我讲过，是不是？
Someone must have heard Dr. Lane preach once. She seems to be getting the answer right.
谢谢，真不错啊。
Thank you.
那样，凡是弟兄姊妹不大了解的，请记清楚啊，这是最简最奇最简单的一点，我们一定要清楚。我信耶稣，耶稣到底是谁？
Those of you who aren't quite clear about this, please pay attention and please remember this. This is something that is very fundamental and very important. We believe in Jesus Christ, but who is Jesus?
Jesus 这个字是两个字合起来的。
The word Jesus is formed by two words.
一个就是耶和华。
One is the word Jehovah.
那第二个就是拯救的意思。
And the second word means salvation.
那我们中文很好，耶和华、耶稣，也就是耶和华的第一个字，是不是？
In Chinese, the first word is the first syllable of Jehovah, so it's very good.
也是在英文 same Jesus Jehovah J E.
Okay. In English, it's the same way J E.For Jesus stands also for the representation of Jehovah.
Yeah. So Y 就是耶和华的缩写。
So G or J E is the abbreviation or short form for Jehovah.
苏刚才一位姊妹说过了，是拯救的意思。
And thus, someone has said that earlier already. It means salvation.
这个字呢，你可以把它翻为名词，也可以翻。把它翻为动词。
You can translate it into a noun or a verb.
因为在名词里面，老实说是那一方面我们看不清楚。
But
这个字放在名词里面，我们就看不清楚。
Frankly speaking, if we were to apply it as a noun, we cannot see it too clearly what it means.
And 这个换一句说，不是名词 ，what form a noun or a verb， 我们不晓得。还是个名词呢，还是个动词呢，我们不清楚。
We can't really tell what kind of conjugate it is, whether it is a noun form or whether it's a verb form.
所以你若是把耶稣两个字翻为耶和华是救主，没有人敢说你错。
So if you translate it to Jehovah is Lord Savior, no one will say it's wrong.
或者你说耶和华拯救 Jehovah saves.
Or if you say Jehovah saves,
也没有人说你错。
No one will say it's wrong.
可是你若是说救主或者拯救的话呢，我刚才已经说过，我只能跟你一般分手啊。
But if you say Jehovah or if you say salvation, I have already told you I can only give you 50%.
所以请记得，我们所信的罪呢，就是旧约的耶和华，他来拯救我们。
So please remember, who is it that we believe in? And that is, as we have talked about, Jehovah who saves us.
他怎样拯救我们呢？
How does he save us?
那个就是在马太福音第一章里面告诉我们。
And that is found in Matthew chapter 1.
我相信大多数都知道这一节圣经，是不是？
I suppose all of you know this.
你就知道了，再看看也不妨碍啊。
Even though we know it, it doesn't hurt us to look at it again.
请看马太福音第一章。
Shall we look at Matthew 1?
21节。
Verse 21.
这是最基础的真理。
This is a very fundamental truth.
我们做基督徒呢，对这节圣经一定要清清楚楚。
We as Christians must know this verse very well.
这里告诉我们，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。为什么你要给他起名叫耶稣呢？底下说，因这个因是在这里，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Verse 21, and she shall.Bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why do you have to call him Jesus? Because the reason is for he shall save his people from their sins.
在这里告诉我们说，耶稣是耶和华来拯救我们。
Here it tells us Jesus is Jehovah to save us.
耶和华这个名字很大的。
The name Jehovah is very great.
在耶稣身上，神把他自己限制下来，限制到一个君主的地位。
When it's applied to this Jesus, it is being restricted and confined to a one status or position as Savior.
在这里告诉我们，他要怎样救法呢？
Here it tells us how is he going to save us.
第一，他自己有自己的百姓。
Number one, he saves his own people.
这个就是为什么你一定要接受耶稣。
And this is the reason why you have to accept Jesus Christ.
你接受耶稣，你才能做他的百姓。
You accept Jesus Christ then, and only then you can become His people.
接受了耶稣以后，做了他自己的百姓，那么他要把他们从罪恶里救出来。
After you accept Jesus, after you have become one of his people, then Jesus shall save you from the sins.
那就这里告诉我们说，没有告诉我们说他要赦免百姓的罪。
Here it didn't say anything about forgiving the sins of the people.
这里是说他要把他自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
Instead, it says here that he shall deliver his people from the sins.
罪好像我们的这个一种捆绑或者一种监牢一样的。
Sin seems to be something that is confining us, almost like a prison.
耶稣来拯救我们，要把我们从那个监牢里面，或者说捆绑里面救出来。
Jesus to save us, he is delivering us to save us from this confined, this bondage of sin.
我们凭着的只相信耶稣救我们，就叫我们的罪得到赦免。
Before, or normally, we just believe that when Jesus saves us, he just forgives our sins.
那这样子相信的话，我们可以说。那个人相信耶稣只相信了一半。
If he is only believes in that way, then we can say he only believes 50%.
是的，我们相信耶稣，我们在神面前，神就算我们好像一个人从来没有犯过罪。
That's right. When we believe in Jesus Christ, he forgives us sins as if someone who has never sinned before.
但是这是消极方面的。
But this is a negative way.
在积极方面，他若是不拯救我们的话。那这个救恩有什么用处呢？
In a positive manner, if he does not deliver us from sin, then what good does it do for us?
我们是罪的捆绑。
We are still under the bondage of sin.
以前的罪、罪的行为、罪的思想，因着耶稣所流的血，我们承认神能赦免我们。
Our old sins, our old behavior, our actions, because of the fact that we accept Jesus Christ, are forgiven.
那么这个罪还在我身上。
But the sin is still with us.
罪还在那里就管制我。
The sin still controls me.
我还是在那个受那个罪和死的律的管辖。
I'm still being governed by the law of sin and death.
那有什么意思呢？
What good does it do for me?
我仍旧在那里做罪的奴隶。
I'm still a slave of sin.
你看见吗？
You see it?
所以我只相信耶稣能赦免我们的罪，我们的相信只有一般。
Therefore, if you only believe that Jesus Christ can forgive our sins, we have only believed half of it.
我们一定要相信，我是他的百姓，他应许我们，事实耶稣到世界上就是为这一点，他要把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
We have to also believe that because we have accepted Jesus Christ, we are one of his people, and for that reason, he has come into this world to deliver us from sin.
为这个缘故，所以有时候你能看见有人真正接受了耶稣啊，他不但是的灵魂得救了，他的身体上病都能得到医治。
And for this reason, sometimes when you see someone who is truly saved, not only that his spirit, his soul is being saved, but his health or his illness has been cured.
因为有时候身体上病和罪有关系。
Because sometimes the illnesses are related to the sins.
我可以说一切。在这个身体上查不出来的病呢，大多数都是与罪有关系的。
I can say that almost all of the sins, almost all the illnesses are related, the illnesses that we cannot find out why are related to sin.
就是有时候我们在这个身体上能找出来的病呢，与罪恶也有关系。
Even some of these illnesses that we can find causes to are related to sins.
无论如何，我们要晓得这一点，相信耶稣不但叫我们的罪得到在真理得到赦免，那是实实际际的，我们能从罪里面释放出来。
Nevertheless, we have to remember that not only that we accept Jesus Christ, our sins are being forgiven, but also that we are released from the bondage of sin.
或者有人说，三人这么说，可事实又好像不同了。
Or maybe someone will say, "Well, seems like."The fact or the reality is not like that.
虽然有某某人呢，他信了耶稣以后，可是他的行为还是跟从前一样。
Why is it that so and so, after he has accepted Christ, his behavior, action has not become any different from before?
或者就是我自己，或者你会感觉到我自己啊，我信了耶稣以后，之后我还是感觉到这个罪的权力在我身上很大。
Or maybe you say, well, I still feel the power of sin on me.
那这个就是说空，这个就是说我已经说过了，神一切的恩典都是客观的。
And that is something that I have already touched upon, and that is the blessings of God are all objective.
那你要支持。
You have to subjectively take it. You have to accept it.
主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins.
他预备了两种恩典。两种恩典 two kinds of grace.
There are two kinds of grace.
第一就是在生命界的恩典。
The first kind is that before God.
因为他为我们死，神我们与神能和好。
Because he died for us, that's how we become reconciled with God.
第二方面。
Secondly.
他为我们死，叫我们能实实际际的从罪恶里面得到释放。
He died for us so that we can really be released from the bondage of sin.
有许多弟兄姊妹们不能过得圣洁生活，就是他们没有看见第二点。
Many Christians cannot lead a sanctified life because they fail to see the second point.
或者呢，他们就是知道，可是他们没有哪一种信心。
Or maybe even though they know, they do not have the faith to accept it.
你没有信心的话，你就没有法子可以支持。
If you do not have faith, you cannot take what God gives you.
母亲预备了很好的饭，可是你对他没有信心，你想这些东西恐怕不行的，或者你想，哎，这个东西恐怕有毒的吧？那你怎么能吃呢？是不是
？Your mother has prepared a good dinner for you, and yet if you do not have faith for her, maybe you think that it's poisonous. Maybe you think it doesn't taste good, so you don't take it. Do you think it does you any good?
同样的，我们对主一切的恩典要有信心才能支持。
Similarly, to all the grace, all the blessings that God has for us, we have to have faith to take it.
所以今天，若是在我们当中弟兄姊妹们，你感觉到你信了耶稣以后不能过得圣洁生活，请你记得，就是恐怕你这一点、第二点没有看见。
Therefore, tonight, if there are brothers and sisters who feel that they are not able to lead sanctified life, maybe you have failed to see the second point that I just mentioned.
你常感觉到很容易叫你发怒、发脾气的。
You often feel that it's very easy for you to become angry.
那么你现在要晓得，耶稣在十字架上已经预备了救恩，能救你脱离那个容易发脾气的这个弱点。
Then you should know that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for your sin and my sin has already delivered you from that particular weakness, and that is to have bad temper.
那么你怎么办呢？
What are you going to do then?
你现在要祷告。
You have to pray.
你说主啊，谢谢你，你在十字架上已经为我预备了这个恩典。
You say, Lord, thank you, for on the cross you have already prepared this blessing for me.
或者你就是可以说，感谢你，赞美你，我现在接受。
Or maybe you say, thank God, praise the Lord, that I now accept thee.
或者你说，我今天接受了，明天我又来发脾气了，怎么办呢？
Or maybe you say, today I accept Jesus Christ, and yet tomorrow, again, I blow my top. What happened?
那这个就是说，你虽然晓得这个真理啊，可是还没有真正看见那个真理的实际。
What's happening is, even though that you know this, this becomes knowledge in your head, and yet you have not seen the reality of it.
那么怎么做法呢？怎么办法呢？
How do you apply that then?
办法就是说，继续祷告。
And the method is to continue to pray.
Yeah. 你若继续祷告的话，到了一个时候，你能看见那救恩的实际。
If you continue to pray, then you will see the reality of this salvation.
当你一看见那个救恩实际的时候，换句话说，到了那个时候，你真正能支持的时候，你立即就感觉到一切在你身上的软弱都已经消失了。
When you see the practicality of salvation, then right away you are able to see that everything, all the sinful powers that have control over you have disappeared.
在圣经里面一切所讲的都是事实，弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brethren, everything that is spoken in this Bible is true.
你能不能支持的话，就是在于你有没有看得见，你有没有看见。
Whether you are able to claim that particular promise or not depends on whether you are able to see the practicality of that or not.
那这样子的看见的话，只有圣灵能引导我们。
And to be able to see the practicality of every aspect of these promises, only the Holy Spirit can lead us.
为了有这样子恩典的话呢，我们有时候就要不住地祷告。
And for that reason, in order to get that kind of blessing, we have to sometimes ceaselessly pray.
所以在马太福音第七章第七节里面告诉我们说，求的就得着。
Therefore, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, those who pray shall receive.
那有许多人说，圣经明明说求求你们祈求就给你们，为什么我祈求到现在还没有给我们呢？
And some people say that in the Bible says, "Ask and it shall be given you." Why is it that I have prayed for such a long time and I still don't have it?
那这个就是这里告诉我们说，恐怕你的祈求不够。
Maybe it's because you haven't prayed enough.
因为这里的祈求两字啊是现在的事实 present tense.
The word pray is in its present tense.
在这个希腊文里面，这个现在的事实啊，原来这个希腊文最初的时候没有这个事实，没有这个 tense， 只有 action， 只有这个动作。
In Greek, it does not have this present tense. It only has an action type of tense.
所以这个现在的事实呢，原来意思就是不住的动作，急速不断的动作。
And therefore, this type of word tense means continuous action.
所以在这里明明告诉你要急速不断的祈求。
Therefore, it tells us clearly that we have to continuously, ceaselessly pray.
第二呢，给你们的是 future， 是将来的事实。
But the second part, given you, is in the tense of a future fact.
换句话说，耶稣答应你，你只祈求，到了一个时候一定会给你。
In other words, all you have to do is continuously, ceaselessly pray, and one day God will definitely give it to you.
好，这个就是我们晓得的耶稣是什么意思。
Now we know the meaning of the word Jesus.
但是无论如何，我们将这从耶稣是耶和两个字，耶和华和拯救这两个字合起来的。
We have talked about that Jesus is a combination of two words, Jehovah and saves.
那现在我们懂得耶稣的意义了。可是呢，又既有耶稣的意义，耶稣的名字是这个样子一种的合起两个字合起来的。那么我们应该也懂得耶和华什么意思。
Now, since this is a composite of two words, we have to understand what is the meaning of the word Jehovah.
若是我们不懂得耶稣这个耶和华这个意思的话呢，对于耶稣这个名字的意义啊，还没有懂得清楚。
If we do not understand fully the word Jehovah, we cannot understand Jesus.
是不是？
Is that right?
耶和华拯救，那我们不懂耶和华的意思的话，我们能懂的还只有一半。
Jehovah saves. If we do not understand the word Jehovah, we can only understand half of this phrase, isn't that right?
那么现在我们要看看耶和华什么意思。
Now let us study what is the word Jehovah. What does that mean?
我相信恐怕有弟兄姊妹能告诉我。
Maybe somebody can tell me.
耶和华的主有不同的地方。
This particularly application, Lord, is different from its normal application.
你们用圣经纸看见这个主字啊，每一个字母都是大写的，哪个字就是原来是耶和华。
If in your Bible you see the word Lord, every letter is capitalized, then the original word is Jehovah.
原因是因为犹太人呢念哪个字就是他是当主念的。
Because the Jewish people, when they read that word, they read it with the meaning of Lord.
所以大多数翻译英文的人就根据他们的意义来翻译。
Therefore, people, when they translate it into English, they just use the word Lord.
为了这个缘故，所以中文圣经有这点长处，用中文圣经把这个字翻出来。
And that's why we say that in Chinese Bible, this is a good point because the Chinese Bible does translate the word Jehovah.
那么在1901年，这个美国版的圣经呢，也翻为 Jehovah。
In the 1901 version of the American Standard Bible is also translated into that word Jehovah.
事实呢，比较起来啊，中文的读音呢比英文更准确一点。
We feel that the Chinese sound translation is really closer to the original sound.
因为第一音啊不是 J， 是 Ye。
Because the first syllable is really not a J sound, but a Ye sound.
那你们记得啊？你们要赞美耶和华，英文怎么说
？You ought to praise Jehovah. How does it say it in English?
怎么说？这个你们当然晓得的了。哈利路亚，你们晓得？哈利路亚不是中文了。
It's the word Hallelujah, but it's not really Chinese.
是不是啊？哈利路亚。那哈利路哈利，换一句意思就是赞美。
哈利 means to praise。
物为啊，这个物字中路，所以加念的是哈利路，原来这个物字在那里。这个就是你们。
物 the original word is 物 but the L was linked onto it. It means your.
Yeah, you.
you, praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Yah, 就是耶和华。
Yah means Jehovah.
你说，首先明白了，以哈利路亚这个字就是，你们要经常说，你们要赞美耶和华，就原来意思是赞美你们耶和华。
You should praise the Lord in the original sentence is praise ye the Lord.
The Lord, yeah.所以耶和华我已经说过了，中文比英文更准确一点。
I have already said that the Chinese version is closer to the original.
虽然如此，可是你这个字啊，也是也是一个特别的字，在圣经里面，换一句话说，一直到现在我们不清楚那个耶和华这个字对应到底怎么样。
Even so, this word, we cannot be sure what is the correct pronunciation of that word.
这个还我们既然没有发字，我相信神也不会怪我们。我们没有发字知道 accurate.
Since we cannot be too sure about what is the correct sound pronunciation, I feel that God will not get mad at us for that.
但是有一点就是说，我们一定要懂得耶和华什么意思。
But the important point is we have to understand the meaning of that word Jehovah.
圣经里的名字是东方的名字。
Many biblical names are with an oriental background or the eastern background.
我们都晓得东方的名字都是意思的，是不是？
We know that eastern names have meanings, right?
我不晓得在西方是不是这样子，当他们为孩子取名叫荷花，叫莉莉，是不是这样？感觉的，他有意思说，爸爸他女儿好像这个荷花这么美丽的，还是就是莉莉为大，就是都取为莉莉，要给他女儿取名为莉莉。
I don't know when Westerners call their daughters by the name Lily, whether they really mean that she is as pretty as the flower Lily, or whether just because a lot of people have that name, so why not give her that name too?
如果东方的话，你的父亲给你取名叫荷花，换句话说。你的父母希望你像荷花这么美丽。
In the Chinese family, if your parents gave you the name Lily, then that means that they hope that one day you'll be as beautiful as the flower Lily.
有些父母给他孩子取名叫富国，或者是国强他的意思就是说，希望他的孩子能叫国家富足，能叫国家强人。
Some people give their sons.The name 富国 or 国强 meaning that hoping that they can strengthen their countries.
东方的名字都是有意思的。
Eastern names have meanings.
这个西方的人就差很多了。
This is something that the Orientals are old.
And Western.
The Westerners.
我记得还有个故事啊，有一次在一个这个叠画亭里面，一个女人呢在那里造那个叠画布子。电话亭呢，这个配风他的配风 look into a 配风 director.
Oh! I'm sorry. I remember the one time that someone was in the phone booth and looking at the phone directory.
另外一个人在外面也等着打电话。
And someone else was waiting outside.
那么那个女的看了又看，看了又看。
This girl inside the booth just look over and over on the directory.
那外面的人等得不耐烦了。
And the one inside just outside getting impatient.
所以问他说太太，我可不可以帮助你啊？
And the person outside says, well, ma'am, can I help you?
因为他以为你找不到的话，或许我能帮你找到。
Maybe you can't find the number. Maybe I can help you to find the number.
你晓得这个太太怎么说？
You know how this lady say?
她说我在这里找一个名字啊，我想给我的孩子。
I'm looking for a name that's a good name that I can give it to my son, my child.
所以西方人取名呢，只要好像他是欢喜的，或者声音好的，他不管的意义到底如何。
So the Westerners look for names in the phone book, looking for a good name, and as long as it sounds good, what it means doesn't make any difference.
但圣经的名字是有意义的。
We know the biblical names do have meanings.
现在明明告诉我们说，这个天使对耶稣说，你要给他取名叫耶稣。为什么要给他取名叫耶稣？因为有这个有个道理在哪里。
The verse we read earlier, the angel said that you have to give him his name, Jesus. Why? so that he can deliver his people from sin.
那在圣经里面我们都知道耶和华这个名字是神亲自给摩西的。
We know from the Bible that Jehovah, the name is that God gave to Moses.
那到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
我今天不在字根上来解释。
Today I shall not explain it from the word roots.
但是我要请弟兄姊妹看圣经里面给我们的定义如何。
But I'd like to call your attention to the definition coming from the Bible.
那位弟兄姊妹晓得耶和华的定义在什么地方？
Who knows where we can find the definition of the word Jehovah from the Bible?
自由拥有，那这个是字根定义，我已经讲过了。
Okay, self-origin and everlasting, this pertains to the word root.
Yeah, etymological meaning.这是这个字根的意义。
This is the etymological meaning.
那我想今天我没有功夫看那一方面。
But tonight we do not have that much time, so we won't go into that aspect.
我就要就请你们看圣经里面给我们的定义如何。
I'd like to call your attention to the biblical meaning that is given in the Bible.
谁知道吗？
Does anybody know?
是在出埃及记三十四章。
It's in Exodus.Chapter 34,
第六节第七节
verses 6 and 7.
This is very clear, isn't it?
Says very clearly here.
耶和华在他面前宣告
And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed.
Yeah. 他宣告什么呢？
What does he proclaim?
他宣告耶和华 他宣告他自己的名字
He proclaimed Jehovah He proclaims his own name
所以他说耶和华耶和华
So he said Jehovah Jehovah In English here in King James It says the Lord the Lord
啊，你看出来这个 Lord 是大写啊
We see that in your Bible It ought to appear all cap
只有怜悯有恩典的神不轻易发怒
God merciful and gracious Long suffering
那这三点是告诉我是第一点耶和华是谁呢
It tells us three points here Number one, who is Jehovah?
耶和华是有怜悯的神
Jehovah is a merciful God
所以他很愿意赦免一切人愿意承认他自己罪的
And he is willing to forgive all those who are willing to admit, confess their own sins
他也是恩典的神
He is also gracious
他为你预备了一切的好处
For he has prepared all the goodness for you.
只要你肯去支持。
All you have to do is to claim it and to take it.
他不是轻易发怒的人。
He does not get angry easy.
在这里顺便提一提啊，有些弟兄姊妹们，你们信了主以后，有时候为了你们软弱的缘故，或许你不知不觉之间你跌倒。
I'd like to add this. After you have become a Christian, maybe.For some reason or another, because of your weaknesses, you have fumbled.
那恐怕你们有一种声音会控告你。
And maybe you hear a voice that is persecuting you.
No, you did something wrong. God is going to punish you. God is going to punish you.
是神要惩罚你。
对不起。那。当你听见这样的声音的时候，你知道这是从魔鬼来的。
And when you hear that voice, you know that it comes from Satan.
他是不轻易发怒的。
Well, God does not get angry easy.
你有了错误，叫他心中难受。
You have done wrong, and it makes God's heart sorrowful.
因为他知道你这样子做错了以后，这个错误的本身呢，能伤害你。
Because he knows that you have sinned, you have fumbled, and that can hurt you.
他希望你能把这一件事解决了。
He hopes that you can get over that.
所以要愿意你到耶稣，你愿意接受耶稣，所以你在十字架上为你所流的血。
He hopes that you can accept and willing to accept the blood that was shed for you on the cross.
请记得这一点，这点非常重要啊。
Please remember this. This is very important.
特别是有些爱主的弟兄姊妹们，有时候你不免有软弱，有跌倒。
Especially those who love the Lord, It is sometimes something that happens that you might fall.
无论如何，你知道主耶稣基督的救恩，主耶稣基督的赦免的恩典是为你预备了。
But nevertheless, you know that God has prepared this mercy, this grace of forgiveness for you.
无论什么罪。
No matter what kind of sin it is.
只要你肯到他面前来，承认你自己的罪。
As long as you're willing to come before Him and to admit your sin.
无论这么大的、这么重的、这么厉害的罪，都能赦免。
No matter how big, how bad the sin is, God can forgive you.
多年以前，有一位姊妹，她因为不知不觉之间犯了罪。
Years ago, a sister, she committed a sin. Unknowingly.
那么良心常常控告她。
And his conscience, her conscience continued to persecute her.
她本来还预备做这个医院的宣教士的。
She wanted to be involved in medical missionary.
所以她念医学。
So she studied medicine.
为了这种情形遭遇到，为了她遭遇到这种情形，所以她当然非常灰心，也不念了。
Because of the fact that she was continuously confronted by the guilty feeling, she gave up her studies.
那么不但是不能念书，人呢也渐渐的瘦下去。
Not only that she could not study, she became thinner and thinner.
她去看心理治疗家。
She went to see a psychiatrist.
得不到帮助。
She was not helped.
后来我那个时候在大学里面教书啊，有学生来告诉我。
At that time, I was teaching in the university, and some students came to tell me.
他告诉我这件事情，他说你愿不愿意帮助他
？I was told about this, and I was asked whether I was willing to help her or not.
我说，可是他在加拿大到这个 South Carolina 几千里路，我说我也不知道能不能帮助他。
I said, well, she's in Canada, and I'm in South Carolina. It's so far away, I don't know whether I can help her or not.
我说，如果她愿意来的话，当然我很愿意帮助她。
If she's willing to come such a long way, of course I'm willing to help her.
她写信给她。
So my friend wrote to her.
她真的来了。
She came.
那我没有办法了。我只好跟她谈话。
Of course, I had to talk to her.
所以大概谈了一个钟头。
About an hour or so.
你晓得什么？你晓得什么原因？
You know what the reason was?
原因就是他没有看见这两个字。
The reason was she failed to see these two words.
那你看看这两字啊，恐怕以后你们也能用得着。
Let us look at it. Maybe one day you can also use this word.
我意思不是为你，你们自己用啊。
Not for yourself.
可以帮助别人。
To help other people.
约翰第一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这句我们都很熟，是不是？
We're very familiar with this one, right?
对，有多少的人说是说，可是有时候要紧的字没有看见。
Even though we know it so well, but sometimes we fail to see the important words.
那这里第九节说，我们的人自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们什么？啊，一切的不义。
Says here, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那姊妹没有看见一切两个字。
And that sister did not see that one word all.
她想一个罪人得罪神，当然她可以得到罪的赦免。
She felt that a sinner, of course, can have forgiveness from God.
我若是一个基督徒犯了普通的罪，神就会赦免。
But as a Christian, if I had committed a minor sin, of course God can forgive me.
我这个基督徒犯了这种罪，怎么能得到赦免？
But I am a Christian and I have committed such a major sin, how can God forgive me?
当他念到没了一句的时候，我叫他说，我说这里告诉我们洗净我们什么罪啊？
And when she was reading this last verse here, last part of the verse here, I said, what does it tell us? What kind of sin?
他说一切。
And she said, all sin.
我是不是说大罪不可以赦免？
Does it say anything about that only the minor sins and not the major ones?
他说，他这样停了一下，他说，大罪我想大概也包括在内吧。
And she paused and pondered and then she said, well, I would think that the major crimes are also included in this verse.
我再叫他，我说念清楚，这里有没有说你想一起的罪？
I said, would you read it again? Does it say anything about you think, you figure, and might?
他这里没有。
No, it's not in there.
那么我说，圣经的话靠得住你，还是你的思想靠得住？
I said, are the words from God more dependable or your own thoughts?
他说当然是神的话了。
Oh, of course, God's words are more dependable.
那么神说一切你应该相信一切，是不是？
God says all sins, then we have to understand it that way.
他的日子就笑起来了。
And right away she smiled.
啊，对的啊，一切了一切了，怎么样？你是不一切你啊。
And right away she beamed and she said, while it says all and all is all, it's not, there's no such thing as a partial all, is there?
So, 我说你相信是不是啊?
So I said, you believe, don't you?
So, 能不能这生你承认你自己的罪?
Can you confess your sins before God?
他好。
Yes, I will, she said.
他就承认他的罪。
She confessed her sins.
李子整个人就改变过来。
And right away her whole person was changed.
后来回去当然虽然他没有念医学，可是他在医院里面服侍主。
Later on, even though she did not study medicine, but she still served the Lord in the hospital.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是说他不轻易发怒。
Dear brethren, this tells us that God does not get angry easily.
所以这三点就告诉我们说他是慈爱的神。
These three points tells us that first, God is merciful.
第二点。
Point number two.
第二点什么？
What is point number two?
你看看看我的三十四章，创世纪三十四章。
Let us go back to Exodus chapter 34.
这里我要请你们留意了，因为这个无论是中文、英文都翻得不够清楚。
I'd like to call your attention here again because whether it's in the English version or the Chinese version, it is not clearly enough.
并有，并且有啊，有了上面三点，并且有，并且有底下。以下几点。
It says here that not only these three points and also some other things.
并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
It says and abundant in goodness and truth.
那这个慈爱两个字啊，在底下再重复一下。
And here you see that merciful is being repeated later on.
为千万人存有慈爱。
Verse 7, keeping mercy for thousands.
赦免罪孽、公犯和罪恶。
Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.
那这个就是第二点。
And this is point number two.
第二点里面有什么事实？
What are the facts?
就是一个字。
Just one word, really.
有丰盛的慈爱。
Abundant in goodness.
那个慈爱两个字里，并且用诚实两个字啊来强调它。
And the word goodness here is also being emphasized and defined more clearly by the word truth.
在第七节再重复一下，为千万人存有慈爱。
Verse 7 goes even further to emphasize and saying keeping mercy for thousands.
那么这个慈爱，因为有这个慈爱的话，你所赦免罪孽、公犯和罪恶。
And because of this mercy, it forgives iniquity and transgression and sin.
换一句话是第二点啊。很强调两个字，中文两个字，英文一个字就叫慈爱。
And in other words, this point number two emphasizes very much on only one thing, and that is mercy.
那这个字啊，慈爱这个字，英文稍微 mercy， 有些地方稍微 loving kindness。这个字呢，为什么有个这样子翻？就是说这个字啊，在中文、英文都没有一个字可以把这个字翻出来的。
We know that in English sometimes it says mercy, some says loving kindness. It is really hard to clearly define the meaning of this word here.
在中文圣经里，大多数都把它翻为慈爱。
In Chinese, it generally is given the meaning loving kindness.
我们都知道以色列国已经复国了。
We know the country of Israel has already reformed.
为什么他们会复国？
Why is that?
就是因为这个字。
And it's because of this very word here.
所以这个字呢，希望你们能把原来的读音记住，好吧？
If I hope that you can remember the original sound.
那用英文来拼的话呢，应该是 C-H-E-S-E-D.
To spell it in English, oh,
yeah. C-H-E-S-E-D, Hesed, Hesed.
Hesed is the sound.
这个字啊，在圣经里是一个，是一个，就是个伟大的字。
This word is a great word.
这个字差不多啊，跟这个哈利路亚这个字同样重要。
It is almost as important as the word hallelujah.
但是因为这个字没有法子可以翻译。
But this word is very, very, it's almost impossible to translate.
所以在英文用好几个字来翻译。
Therefore, in English, we use many different words to translate it.
这个字原来什么意思呢？
What is the original meaning?
原来意思是的，是讲到神的爱。
Original meaning does talk about God's love.
但是你在这个字，这个爱呢，是受了心识这两字的控制。
But this love here is being controlled.
By faithfulness.
By faithfulness.
是这么一个慈爱。
It is that kind of a love. It's a love that is qualified by the word faithfulness.
这个字啊，有些人翻为说是立约的爱。Covenant,
Some people translate it that as a covenant love.
那为什么英文是这么翻译呢？
Why is it translated that way?
神同人所立的约是表明神的爱。
God has a covenant with man to express His love for man.
但是那一种爱呢，不是说啊，我今天爱你，明天我就不爱你了，也可以不爱你了。
But that love is not saying that today I love you, tomorrow I may not love you.
圣经有句话告诉我们，我们说我用永远的爱爱你，是不是？
There's a sentence in the Bible that says, "With eternal love, I love you."
那为什么那个爱会永远的呢？
Why is it that love lasts eternally?
因为那个爱就是这里所说的这一种爱 ，hesed 的爱。
Because that love is the love that is talked about here. It's a hesed love.
以色列人在神面前败坏。
The Israelites, they fell before the Lord, they committed sins.
但是神仍旧爱他。
But God still loved them.
为什么缘故？
For what reason?
因为他们亚伯拉罕所立的约是凭着那个 Hesed 的立的约。
Because the agreement, the covenant that was made with the love, Hesed type of love.
那请记得啊，在中文圣经大多数这个慈爱两字都是这个字。
So I'd like to call your attention to most places in the Bible that refer to this word love or loving kindness or mercy is this original word hesed.
So 这样子以后你念到慈爱两个字的时候啊，你会感觉到灵会有味道。
So later on when you read in the future, come upon this word mercy, you will have a special interpretation for it.
那这个字啊，有一章圣经叫做 hesed 章啊，是诗篇136篇。
In the Bible, there is a chapter that's called a Hesed chapter, and that is in Psalms 136.
Mm-hmm. 还有谁？以前你们看见吧？他的慈爱永远长存，他的慈爱永远长存。
Do you see it? It says that His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever.
就这个字。
And that is that very word.
为了这个缘故，所以三位以色列国亡国2000年，神还是要纪念他的 Hesed， 到了一个时候叫他复国。
And for that very reason, even though the Israelites have lost their country for over 2,000 years, at the right time,God, because of His Hesed love, has caused them to regain their country.
如果你懂得这一点的话，你就会了解为什么约翰第一书第一章第九节的是这么说法。他说：“我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。”
That's how you can understand 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 that talks about if we confess our sins, God shall forgive us because He is faithful
and just.
And just.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果你懂我写圣经，我们一定不会用这两个字的，是不是？
If you and I write the Bible, we will not use this word, right?
因为讲到神属你啊，我们一定会讲到神的恩典的慈爱。
When we talk about God forgives, we talk about God's mercy, we talk about God's loving kindness.
我们不会说信是公义的。
We will not talk about God's righteousness and God's faithfulness.
我们现在懂得为什么约翰第一书第一章第九节这么说呢？就是约翰写那个圣灵感动的写的时候，就根据神的 Hesed 的意思写的。
Now we know why John, when he wrote 1 John, he wrote it this way because he wrote it according to that particular inspiration, hesed love.
我们若认自己的罪, 祂是信实的, 是公义的。
If we confess our sins, God is faithful, He is also righteous.
换句话说, 祂不能不赦免你啊, 意思就是说,
In other words, He cannot but to forgive our sins.
这叫做恩典啊, 这叫恩典,
This is grace.
叫我们真高兴。 只要我们肯承认自己的罪, 神没有法子不赦免我们, 有祂行了祂hesed的管制。
This is grace. This makes us overjoyed because as long as we confess our sins, God has to forgive our sins because of His hesed love.
所以这就是讲到神的信实。
This talks about the faithfulness of God.
那门了一点,
Lastly,
门了一点大多数的人我们不大留意。
Many times we overlook this.
这个英文的翻译不是很清楚，中文把这节圣经翻得很清楚。
Here the English translation is not too clear. The Chinese is clearer here.
他说万不以这个字，万不以有罪的为无罪。
It says forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sins, and that will by no means clear the guilty.
In English, probably this idea, he will never count sinful as sinless. This is the idea.
Never consider sinful as sinless.
换句话说, 罪就是罪, 他不能说, 大罪我注重, 小罪可以马马虎虎。
In other words, sinful is sinful. He won't say that I will overlook the small sins and just pay attention to the major sins.
神之爱, 神也信实, 可是他对罪却不妥协。
God is love, God is also faithful, but He does not compromise with sin.
他可怜我们是罪的捆绑。
He has mercy for us. He knows that we are under the bondage of sin.
可他的罪他原来从来不原谅。
But He never forgives sin.
为了这个缘故，所以他也知道我们的可怜，所以他为我们预备了救恩。
He knows that we are pitiful, and that's why He has prepared salvation for us.
他预备了耶稣基督的宝血，我们随时可以支持。
He has prepared the precious blood of Jesus Christ that we can take it at any time we want.
有人会就说这是旧约的说法吧。
Some people may say maybe this is only the way that you talk about it in the Old Testament.
Yeah, 请记得，这方面旧约新约有不同。
Let us remember that when we talk about the cleansing of the sin, there is a difference in the Old Testament and also the New Testament.
Detail. Difference. 但是那个原则，听说过，从来没有改变。
The detail may differ, but the principle is not different.
若是说这个原则可改变的话，那神就变得可以改变的神了。
If we say that the principles are different, then we are saying that we have a changing God.
请记得，神永远不改变。
Please remember, God never changes.
他对我们的时候，因为我们的软弱的缘故，他的方法或许有不同。
Because of our weaknesses and shortcomings, maybe His methodologies have changed.
但是他的原则从来不改变。
But His principles have not changed.
你们记得不记得耶稣讲过一句话？
Do you remember Jesus said once?
他说，但是在那一种情形之下。 他告诉我们说，若是有一文钱还没有还清，你们端不要想从那里出来。
Remember, he said one time that you have 1 cent that you still haven't paid for, don't expect to get out of it.
在那里写的吧？
Do you remember where it is in the Bible?
啊，马太福音， yeah， 让我们看看。
Let us look at it. It's in Matthew.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
26节
Verse 26
这里说我实在告诉你们，你们晓得在圣经里面耶稣有时候说实实在在或者实在底下都是非常重要的事情。
Here it says verily I say unto thee. Many places in the Bible says verily or verily verily. All these refer to many important things.
基督教我们在这里特别注意底下的事情。
Christ wants us to call our attention to what follows.
若有一文钱还没有还清, 你端不能从那里出来。
Thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing.
那么在这里你看上下文，一看就知道这个形容讲什么呢？是讲到罪的问题。
If you look at the context, then you will know it is talking about sin.
是不是啊？最清楚没有了。
Right.
上文下文都讲到罪的问题。
Because what goes before and after all talk about sin.
那在这里啊，有文且还是太多一点。
Yeah, it talks about one farthing is really quite a lot or too much.
原来的意思就是一文节的四分之一。
The original meaning is a quarter of a farthing.
一文节四分之一有什么用处，弟兄们、姊妹们？
What can you do with a quarter of a farthing?
我记得年纪小的时候，我还可以用一个铜板可以买几粒花生米啊。
I know, maybe when I was young, I could buy a few peanuts with a penny.
That means 50 years ago, huh?
That was 50 years ago.
那现在你就是，我想恐怕你就是也五分钱丢在地上，恐怕也没有人要吧。
Now, even if you leave a nickel on the ground, probably nobody will bother to pick it up.
但在这里告诉我们的一文钱的四分之一，若是不清楚的话，你断不要想从那里出来。
But here it says, if even it's a quarter of a farthing, if you're not, if you haven't paid it, don't expect to get out of it.
有许多弟兄姊妹们把神的爱弄错了。
Some people have a misconception about God's love.
是的，神是爱。
That's true, God is love.
但是神从来没有爱你的罪。
But God never loved your sin.
相反的，圣经告诉我们说，只要有一文钱四分之一这么的罪呀、啊，都能拦阻你得到属灵的福分。
And quite the contrary, God tells us even a quarter of a farthing can prevent you from receiving the blessing and the love of God.
魔鬼有时候会骗我们。
Sometimes Satan will deceive us.
哦，这小事情，这天父不在乎的。
Oh, this is a minor matter. God will not pay attention to that.
这个就证明说他对神不认识。
And this tells you that he has not fully understand God.
他不知道神的心。
He does not know the mind, the heart of God.
他爱你的，但他从来不对，不想的，不对你的罪妥协。
Even though that God loves you, but He does not compromise with your sin.
为这个缘故，所以他预备了耶稣的宝血给你。
For this reason, He has prepared the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们都知道，这个宝血是不是容易的，不是容易办得到的一件事情。
We all know that this precious blood did not come easy.
这是主耶稣基督为了爱我们的缘故，为我们预备的。
This was the blood of Jesus Christ for the sake of love for us that He has prepared it.
要我们用这个认罪的方法来自持。
And we have to accept it and to receive this love in a repenting manner.
我们有认自己的罪，他是信实的，他是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins and He is faithful and He is righteous, He shall forgive our sins and cleanse our iniquities.
换句话是，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天晚上看见，我们要与主同行的话，我们一定要对付我们的罪。
In other words, we have seen tonight that in order to walk with God, we have to first to deal with our sins.
因为只有神知道罪能害你。
Only God knows that this sin will hurt you.
罪能叫你生病。
The sin can cause you to be ill.
罪能叫你心中不平安。
The sin can cause you to feel uneasy in your heart.
罪能叫你的头脑混乱。
The sin can cause you to feel confused in your mind.
罪能阻碍你的神的福分。
The sin can prevent you from receiving the blessing from God.
罪能叫你与弟兄姊妹们没有好交通。
The sin can cause you not to have good fellowship with brothers and sisters.
罪能叫你祷告不通。
The sin can prevent you from being able to pray freely to God.
神知道罪能害你。
God knows that this sin will hurt you.
所以他要你好好地对付他。
Therefore, he wants you to deal with your sin.
他也知道我们没有法子可以对付。
And he also knows that we have no way to deal with our own sin.
所以他预备了这样子救法给我们。
And for that reason, he has prepared this salvation for us.
Confession our, 这个承认自己的罪啊，就等于好像我们把那个垃圾搬出去啊。
To confess our sins is just like to take the garbage out.
有谁欢喜把那个垃圾放在你厨房里面，可以常常闻闻它的香气。
Who likes to leave the garbage, the trash in your kitchen, so you can continually smell the fragrance of it?
恐怕不久啊，你要生病了，是不是？
Maybe it doesn't take long for you to be sick.
所以要你搬出来，你自己知道要搬出来。
Therefore, you know yourself that you have to remove the garbage from yourself.
政府很好，派人来把垃圾搬走。
The government, the city government, is very good to you. He has some people to pick up the trash regularly.
神也很好，预备耶稣做你的垃圾官来搬你的垃圾。
God is also very good that He has sent Jesus Christ to be the garbage man to remove the garbage from.
但是你要搬出去啊。
But you have to take it out of yourself first.
他不会抢不进到你厨房里面来啊。
He doesn't come into your kitchen and grab it from you.
所以求主恩典，我们叫我们看见了他的怜悯，他的慈爱。
We pray that God have mercy for us that we can see His mercy, His loving kindness.
来享受他所赐给我们的福分。
And to enjoy the blessings that He has for us.
我们祷告好吗
Shall we bow and pray?
有一次有一个弟兄问尼特森弟兄
One time a brother asked Brother Watchman Nee
他说我不知道为什么故 我好像醒来啊，我的生命没有长进。
He said, "I don't know why, but seems like recently, I don't have any growth in my life."
你弟兄问他说：“弟兄，我问你，你能不能告诉我，你多少时候以前你承认你没了一次的罪
？”Brother Nee said to him, "said Do you know when was the last time that you confessed your sin?"
他说：“大概两年以前。
”He said, "Maybe it was 2 years ago."
你弟兄立即就说他弟兄我可以告诉你你有两年功夫没有长进
Brother Nee right away said that Brother I can tell you that for 2 years you have not had any growth
弟兄姊妹们我们做了基督徒以后不要大意啊
Dear brethren after we have become Christians let us not be careless
我们要对罪好好地对付
We have to deal our sins squarely
好不好今天晚上 回去以后我相信弟兄姊妹们一定有一点时候的是不是
After you return to your cabin later on I think that every one of you will have some time
能不能找一个安静的时候在神面前好好的同神办办教室
Will you find a quiet time and to face God squarely and to deal with your sin
好好的在神面前承认自己的罪
And to confess one's own sins before the Lord.
我相信主能恩待我们。
I think that God will have mercy on us.
若是可能的话，能把罪写出来更好。
If it's possible, it is even better to write down these things.
你试试看，或许你会稀奇，原来有这么多的罪在你身上。
If you write it down, try it out.Maybe you will be shocked yourself that you have allowed so many sins on yourself.
把一切的罪都交给主。
Commit all these sins, hand it all over to God.
若是你写的话，你把那写完以后，告诉主说：“主啊，现在我把这些罪都交给你。”
If you write it down on a list, then after you have done so, you can say and pray to God, say, "Lord, I commit all these sins to you."
那么以后你把这个。纸头撕的粉碎，把它丢了。
And then after that, you can tear this piece of paper to pieces and to throw it away.
有多少弟兄姊妹们，你愿意今天晚上，找一个机会，在神面前好好的动身办妥这一件事情
？How many brothers and sisters among us here tonight are willing to do this to deal with his or her own sin before the Lord tonight?
这样子的恩典，神在创世以前已经为我们预备。
This type of grace God has prepared for us before the creation of the world.
啊，今天晚上你能不能享受，是在乎你肯不肯支持。
Tonight, whether you are able to enjoy this blessing or not, depends on whether you are willing to accept to take it or not.
若是有弟兄姊妹们从来没有经验过赎罪的喜乐
，If there is any brother or sister who has never experienced the joy of being forgiven.
或许你今天晚上这样子在神面前办教室的话，你能享受哪一种喜乐
？Maybe tonight, if you deal with your sin as we have mentioned above, then you will be able to enjoy the joy of forgiveness.
主愿意我们的心。
Lord knows our hearts.
他也愿意我们用动作来表明。
But he also wants to see our actions to express our mind.
因为神所要的不但我们里面，他也要有未免。